This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Turkey's southern province of Adana Sunday. He and his Turkish counterpart departed for a helicopter tour of earthquake-struck southeastern Turkey. Blinken is there for an official visit and discussions on how Washington can further assist Ankara as it grapples with the aftermath of a devastating earthquake. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey southeast and neighboring Syria February 6th, killing more than 45,000 people and leaving a million plus homeless. The group Doctors Without Borders called Sunday for the urgent scaling up of earthquake aid to northwest Syria as it delivered a convoy laden with emergency assistance. Aid has been slow to reach Syria's rebel-held areas since the February 6th quake killed a combined total of more than 45,000 people across Turkey and Syria. The remains of former Ghana international footballer Christian Atsu, who died in the earthquake in Turkey, were being flown home on Sunday, the country's foreign ministry said. There were initial reports the former Chelsea and Newcastle player had been rescued a day after the quake, but these turned out to be false and his body was found on Saturday. The ministry said that Atsu's older brother and twin sister were present at the site of the rescue when his body was recovered. In a bright spot from the earthquake, a Turkish girl who survived the quake was surprised with a cake and candles in video released Sunday. Bravo. 11 days after the devastating quake, Istanbul municipality volunteers in Hatay organized a birthday surprise Friday for the girl to celebrate her fifth birthday. Other young quake survivors were also given sweets and toys. This is VOA News. Nigeria's main opposition presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar, addressed hundreds of supporters at his final rally in Adamawa State Saturday, exactly 1 week ahead of the vote. The People's Democratic Party's business candidate was the West African nation's vice president from 1999 to 2007. This is the 76-year-old's sixth time running for Nigeria's highest office. His most recent attempt was in 2019 when he lost to incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari. South Africa's governing ANC party on Sunday welcomed the encouraging expulsion of a senior Israeli diplomat from the African Union summit in Addis Ababa. Sharon Bar-Lee, Israel's Foreign Ministry Deputy Director General for Africa, was escorted out of the AU Assembly Saturday in the Ethiopian capital. Israel accused arch-foe Iran of orchestrating the move with help from Algeria and South Africa. The Biden administration is scrambling to avert a diplomatic crisis this week at the United Nations over Israeli settlement activity. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
At issue is a proposed UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate halt to the settlements. The conflict threatens to overshadow and perhaps derail what the U.S. hopes will be a solid 5 days of focus on condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has made two emergency calls to prevent such a showdown. Blinken's calls with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are inconclusive, and diplomats familiar with the ongoing discussions say it remains unclear whether another last-minute intervention might salvage the situation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Islamic State group launched a deadly attack in Syria, killing dozens. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack near the central town of Sukna, targeting a Syrian army checkpoint and people collecting wild truffles nearby, was the deadliest by the extremist group so far this year. The observatory, which tracks Syria's conflict, said the IS gunman took advantage of the chaos the February 6th earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria caused to carry out their deadly attack. The attention in Syria has been mostly focused on the quake over the past 2 weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Washington has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. She insisted on Saturday that justice must be served to the perpetrators. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.